Welcome to another edition of Crossfire right here on Giants.com. And it is a special edition of Crossfire. Joining us today is former Giants center. You might know him from the NFL Network or from the Center Exchange. It's Sean O'Hara. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate the little flashback there. Center Exchange, it was a fun time spending a little one-on-one time with you. Wow. Just like today.
Appreciate that, Sean. All right, let's get to it. Today's question for Crossfire, what team, we're taking the Giants out of the mix here, in the NFC East, has the best offense? Sean, what do you think?
Well, I think the Washington Redskins have the most talented offense outside of the Giants. And when you look at what Kirk Cousins was able to do in the second half of the season last year, he looked a lot like Nick Foles from a couple of years ago down in Philly. I think Jordan Reed is a mismatch. Anytime you can get him one-on-one with a linebacker, so that they've got an athletic tight end. And then DeSean Jackson, when he was healthy, when he was on the field, that offense with Pierre Garçon really took off. So I think that offensive line is pretty stout. They almost kind of fly under the radar in this division. I think Trent Williams is one of the best left tackles in the league. But for them, really, it's going to come down to Matt Jones, the run game, because they can't put everything on Kirk Cousins. I think he's still young. He's still learning. He's going to have some growing pains. But they certainly have a lot of talented players at the skill position.
Well, only Matt Jones, and that's because Alfred Morris went to a division rival. Who? The Dallas Cowboys. And I think they, pending health, and I know that's a big if with the Dallas Cowboys, could have the best offense in the division, again, taking the Giants out of the equation. You talk about offensive line. They have three Pro Bowlers, maybe a fourth, depending on how Lael Collins might develop. Jason Witten's still there. If Tony Romo's clavicle stays in one piece, one of the better quarterbacks in football, and, of course, rookie Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, by the way, I didn't even mention Dez Bryant yet, who was also hurt last year. So I think if healthy, you put all those units together, that could be a top five, top six unit in the league.
Yeah, and I think Terrence Williams, too. I mean, he's another weapon for Dallas. Now, the thing that's interesting about them is their defense is so, you know, you don't even know who's healthy, let alone who's not suspended. So I think everybody down in Dallas is holding their breath for Tony Romo. And just like in Washington, everybody's trying to figure out, who is Kirk Cousins? Is he the guy they saw in the second half of the season, or is he the guy that kind of struggled and went back and forth in the first half? And, of course, Philly, we left Philadelphia out. So we don't even know who's playing quarterback for them.
And that's really the trick, isn't it?
Absolutely. It could be Carson Wentz when Weigate comes around.
Absolutely. We'll have to see what happens and see how Doug Peterson does as a first-time head coach. That's Crossfire for Sean O'Hara. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com, everybody. Have a good one.